9907 Eric J. Polanski, Laws Point Road, being Lot 66, Block E, within Swan Keys Development. They're seeking a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
My name's Jane Patchell, and I'm an attorney with Tunnel and Razor. I'm here tonight on behalf of our client, Eric Polanski, who lives out of state, to respectfully request a 4-foot side yard setback variance on his property. Mr. Polanski purchased this property on May 31st of this year using a title company in Maryland to conduct the settlement. A survey was prepared, but the final drawing was not completed till after the property settled on May 31st. Mr. Polanski received the survey several days later and noticed a violation in the setback on the easterly side of his property. He soon after contacted us, and we applied for a variance on his behalf. The conditions were not created by Mr. Polanski, but by the previous owner of the property. This particular mobile home was placed on the site in 1993, according to the county records. A certificate of occupancy for the mobile home was issued on October 19, 1995. Other than a deck to the rear of the property, the mobile home has not been moved and has been in this position on the site since installed in 1993. This condition was not disclosed to Mr. Polanski prior to his purchase of the property, and since acquiring the property, he has done nothing to enlarge the encroachment. The variance, if granted, would not alter the character of the neighborhood surrounding the property, and it will not impair the use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. There is a minimal 4-foot deviation from the side yard setback requirement. That deviation does not encroach on any adjacent property or impact the neighboring lands. In fact, in this neighborhood of Swan Keys, it's my understanding from talking to the Planning and Zoning Department that there's been various variances issued because of side yard setback requirements. The variance, if granted, represents the minimum variance that will afford relief to the applicant and represents the least possible modification to the zoning setback. As you can see from the survey that was submitted along with the application, I am asking for a minimum variance of 4 feet to meet the 10-foot requirement on Mr. Polanski's behalf. It is proper for the board to issue a variance upon a showing of good cause, a determination that failure to grant the appeal would result in exceptional hardship to the applicant, and a determination that the appeal would not result in increased flood hazard, threats to public safety, nuisance, or extraordinary public expense. We believe that there is a showing of good cause since the setback violation was not disclosed to our client prior to his purchase of it by an attorney or, a title company in the state of Maryland, nor was the survey provided to him prior to him settling on this property. It has no effect on the flood hazard, doesn't create a nuisance, there's no additional threat to public safety, and it requires no extraordinary public expense. The property currently violates the zoning setbacks due to no fault of the present owner. The minimal deviation doesn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, once again, due to the variances that have been issued in that neighborhood in the past, nor does it impair the use or development of adjacent properties. Mr. Polanski, and presumably the prior owner, did not know the violation until the survey was prepared, and he applied for the variance to correct the situation as soon as he learned of it. Denial of the application would create exceptional hardship for my client, who would have to move the mobile home at great personal expense and inconvenience. Accordingly, based on this information, I respectfully request that you approve Mr. Polanski's application for a side yard variance.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have a correspondence from a close neighbor. That's the way it's put. In favor. So there's no impact on any of the neighbors.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing no opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think the applicant's representative has addressed the standards for granting the variance very well. I make a motion we approve the case number 9908.
Okay, that was second to that motion.
07.
Seven.
Yes, 07. That one too.
Okay, again, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9907. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign. Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Case